Grey Highlands Council has warmly greeted a plan by a local organization to build two additional small homes on a rural property. Southeast Grey Support Services is planning to construct a main dwelling and two additional residential units on a Flesherton area property. The lot is located on Road 170, near the east back line. Construction has already begun on the main dwelling unit. When complete, the property would include a main residential dwelling unit and two smaller homes. Southeast Grey Support Services, an organization that supports adults with developmental disabilities, has applied for zoning and official plan amendments for the project. The amendments are required, as currently Grey Highlands allows just one additional residential unit on a rural area lot. On July 22, Grey Highlands Council held a public meeting to consider the proposal. The idea was well received and the municipality did not hear any objections to the concept. Ron Davidson, a planner for the project, appeared at the meeting to pitch the proposal to council and said it is a straightforward project that addresses a lot of needs in the community. It certainly lines up with what the provincial government is pushing these days, which is more rental housing and more affordable housing, said Davidson. This is just an all-around good project. The plan would see a support team live in the main dwelling, while individuals receiving support from Southeast Grey Support Services would reside in the smaller residences on the property. Council did not make a decision on the application at the meeting, but members of council were pleased to see the proposal. It is encouraging to see residents move forward with infill, ADUs and wanting to build more than one ADU, said Kaun. Nadia Dubik. The application will come forward at a future council meeting with a staff report and recommendation for council to consider in its decision-making process.